Today on Wings, a Canadian ambassador for World Pulse.
It's an online network which is connecting 70,000 of us from 190 countries, all committed, first and foremost, to ending every form of violence against women and suppression against women all over the world.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service. Laura Yaros is a longtime feminist radio producer in Montreal, Quebec. She shared with Wings this interview that originally aired on the community radio station CKUT-FM in the program Older Women Live.
Tamarack Verrill has been a feminist activist for 53 years and at age 71 is still going strong. Recently we met on Skype and she shared with me her passion for a global online feminist organization called World Pulse, which brings women together from all around the world. She's been involved with World Pulse for over 10 years and is now one of its ambassadors. Tamarack has some important messages for all of us. I first asked her to describe World Pulse and explain how she got involved.
Years ago, I would wonder, you know, what's happening with women around the world? Is anybody over there able to meet the way we are here and talk about doing stuff? And for me, the most amazing thing is that it's an online network connecting 70,000 of us from 190 countries, all committed to ending every form of violence against women and suppression against women all over the world. Well, I'll tell you how I found it and how I got involved, because I want everyone to know just how simple it was and how easy it is. It was about 10 or 11 years ago, and I was living rurally, and a friend said, I bet you'd be interested in this. And it's an online network that you might want to take a look at. And when I opened it up, I found this incredible global women's movement, which is so alive and so active and so full of women literally from 190 countries who are busy working on every single thing you can imagine that we all know needs changing. Fierce women, powerful women, brave women, going into situations in which they're just saying, we're not doing this anymore, and gathering the girls and women in their loving arms and empowering them with stories about how we're changing this everywhere in the world.
Wow.
It's the most amazing thing. So when I first found it, I thought, well, this is the best news source I've ever had in my life. It's directly from the source. It's from women's voices that just don't get heard in the way that we all want them to be heard and know that they're needed to be heard. They're being heard on this site. And we're all learning what is going on everywhere in the world that needs changing, what has happened to women in their lives, what's happening in their communities, what they're doing about it, and what needs to change. These are the stories that are pouring in. So it may be someone who is writing for the very first time in her life because she's been coached by a World Pulse sister for how to get her voice online, or it's seasoned activists who are continually reporting to each other through this network where we're at and where we're headed. So for a few years, I just, when I could, because I was farming at the time, I had very little time. I had to go 9 miles to the library, but this is what I would tune into because this was my news source. But when I moved back to the city and I had more time, I looked, looking at it more often, and I saw this little box saying, we need encouragers. And I thought, well, what's that? And encouragers are members who volunteer 3 hours a week to respond to the stories. I thought, well, this is amazing. I mean, you're inviting me on the inside of this just to actually be part of the system, that I could be an encourager, that I may be able to actually respond to these stories I've been reading. I did not have a clue. I didn't realize that this was already all set up. And so I wrote and said, I want to be an encourager. And they said, well, you need to be a member. And you're welcome to be a member and an encourager. A membership is free. When you become a member, you have a blog spot, so you can put your story, what you're doing, what you hope to see, what's going on in your community, anything you want to write. And the team, which is a small team that kind of keeps the website humming for us all, sends out prompts. Like right now, it's what's happening with COVID-19 in right. your communities and how are you doing. But the topics come out, or you can write on any topic you want to, but those are just prompters so we now have a bank of the most amazing bank of stories of change specifically for women and girls on this planet, banked in this site, and stories pour in every single day.
So somebody can go on the site and they can start reading stories by women all over the world.
Yes, absolutely. You open that site and there they are. We all have our name and a picture and a little flag for where we're based, and then there's the story. And when you log on, you get the stories that the team kind of continually pulls, particular stories. They're all good stories. They're all amazing stories, but particular stories so that the stream that's visible to the public kind of tells its own story for what's happening right now in many, many different areas. But when you become a member, you have your own page so that you can see the stories that you're following or the stories that have just recently come in. In other words, you see all of the stories.
Okay, like not just the ones for the public, but members' stories as well. So you can...
All of the stories are by members, but it's just that as the stories come in, then certain ones get kind of put on the front page, so to speak, which is what... Because, you know, not everybody wants to be as overwhelmed as I want to be, where I want to see all the stories. But all of us as members want to see all the stories. So encouragers respond to all the stories coming in, and there are hundreds of us encouragers, and so that's how every single story gets at least 4 or 5 responses,
wow.
if not more. So that it's not only the ones on the front page. All of the stories get read. All of the stories get responded to. It's a brilliant system.
And where is it centered? You say there's a team that administers the website. Where is it located?
The central location is Portland, Oregon, although some of the staff members are in different areas and that communicate online. But the actual base is Portland, Oregon, because that's where the woman who dreamed this all up lives. I had the chance, because I do travel across country, because I want everyone in Canada to know about this, so I've been across the country with it a few times. And I stopped in at the team, and they're just the most amazing, dedicated little bunch that you could ever hope to meet. But especially now, of course, everybody is doing everything online, and we're just so grateful that we have online, because that's how we're used to being in communication, and that's how the team have to be in communication with each other now. So big shift. But it is Portland, Oregon, and it was begun by a woman named Yancina Larson, who, as a shy young independent reporter, took herself off the beaten path on a journey around the world. I think she was in South America as one of her main beginning trips. And she met women who said, tell the world what we're going through. And she decided to do something different, and that set up this incredible network so that women could tell their own story. And that's what World Pulse is, women telling our stories and having a chance to meet and network with each other.
And I noticed, I don't remember where I noticed it, if it was on, maybe it was on Facebook, that you're some kind of a special ambassador now for the organization. And it looked like you were meeting with women in Africa or in South Asia somewhere.
Let me describe the ambassador program, because about 3 years ago, they decided to pull some of us who were particularly active in our communities and on World Pulse together so that we could meet. And they put us on Zoom together once a month so that we could say, okay, where are we at? How is everyone? Where are we at? Where are we headed? And we can brainstorm together. It's wonderful. So I was one of the first 20 that got pulled in as an ambassador, because this is my home base. This is my dream come true. This is where I want to be, have always wanted to be, global with the women's movement. And that's why I'm so excited to be able to talk with you today and have this broadcast on the radio. Everybody can be part of this global movement. If you're committed to ending to focusing on and ending every form of violence against women on the planet. That's what this is about. So 20 of us came together as ambassadors, and now we are 115 ambassadors this year from, I think it's 53 countries. And so we all have formed an extra connection with each other. And also there are so many individual connections because we link up with others that are doing a similar project or that we particularly admire her courage. And so we want to say hello. And so all of these friendships are developing because there's also a private message system in there built into the system so that your story can be either public to the world or it could be public only to members, and also so that we can contact each other and say, how are you doing? I have met about 8 in person so far, and that in itself, I mean, it's incredible to meet online. It's beyond description what it's like to meet in person when we already know and respect what each other are doing.
You must have traveled overseas as well.
The pictures that show me in different places this past year. I actually did travel, but not for World Pulse. Okay. I have a clan in New Zealand, and my uncle was turning 100. So
okay.
For the first time in my life, I went. I have met with 8 women. I have met up with them and gone camping here with them or being in meetings here with them. Because if anybody gets as far as the States just south of here or to this area, and I'm able to drive and get there and pick her up and go camping, I will. So that we can have time on the beach to talk.
So
that kind of thing has happened. Most of it, apart from the 8 who I've managed to meet in person because they've been brought over here for some reason, have been all online connections that are as real as in person to us.
Wow, that's great.
On Wings, you are listening to an interview with Tamarack Verrill, a Canadian who has become an encourager and now an ambassador for the International Women's Networking Project, WorldPulse.com. Here's how she describes the project.
It's an online network which is connecting 70,000 of us from 190 countries, all committed, first and foremost, to ending every form of violence against women and suppression against women all over the world.
In April 2020, Tamarack Verrill was interviewed by Laura Yaros, co-host of Older Women Live on Community Radio CKUT in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Here's more of that interview.
So concretely, like the women who are members, I presume they're also activists in their community, and they come online and they share what kinds of things they're doing in their own countries and what other organizations they're active in and what the situation for women is. I mean, some of the countries, the situation for women is pretty difficult, shall we say.
It's difficult, it's dire, it's horrendous. Let me give you a quick rundown of some of the main issues. Every girl in school, every girl with the menstrual products that she needs so that she's not shamed or having to stay home 1 week out of 4. Hospital care for women and girls. No more forced marriages. No more FGM. No more child marriages. Get rid of the dowry. No more female infanticide. No more breast ironing, which happens in Cameroon because women are afraid that their daughters are showing signs of puberty too early, and they fear for them, so they iron their breasts to press their breasts down.
Oh my God.
That's being stopped.
Isn't that painful?
It's extremely painful. One of the World Pulse sisters told the story that when she was 12, and it was happening to, I think, a cousin, she just went and intervened in it. So it just broke it up and said, no, you know, and for herself too. And she is one of the ones who began this no more breast ironing in Cameroon.
Oh my God.
No more trafficking, no more being forced into prostitution. Economic independence for women, because there are so many women who have no access to money, who are doing nothing but indentured labor under violent situations. No more violence. There are also women in a number of communities that when their husband dies, they're forced to marry their husband's brother, or they're forced out of the community into camps called witch camps. They're on land that they can't grow food, there's barely water, and they just kind of survive and they're isolated. Those witch camps are on the list for what women are intervening and meeting the women and trying to get those stopped. and also all of the horrendous things that happen to women if their husbands died first and they're accused of killing them, so they're called witches. There's a real strong move to just look at and change any of these ways in which women are excluded or banished or killed if they don't follow the rules of the patriarchal system that they're in. Everyone is working for a world without any form of violence, without racism, and with women's leadership, because it's the women. And when you come onto World Pulse, you start to read the brilliancy of what women know needs to happen. It's that leadership that the world needs. And some have been invited to the UN. Some are taking part in some of the meetings by women who are coming together to create a new way of living in this world for everybody. Some of that writing has come out of the UN women who call on World Pulse women to come and get their ideas onto paper and moving forward. But as you know, we have a long way to go.
Yeah.
And what I'm interested in is making sure that everyone here in Canada who is a feminist and not aware of this knows that they can be part of this global movement, and hope that they join, because there are just so many ways that we, in our relatively, and I say that there's no word to describe how comfortable we are compared to most of the World Pulse women, how we can support them, whether it is by encouraging them as stories come in or by forming funding circles and, you know, keeping some girls in school or whatever it is that we do. If we're feminists, then we mean global, right? We're not done until every single woman on this planet is safe and has a viable life. And we have the way to do it now. And it's also helping each other get all of this news from World Pulse Women into the news in a way that people are going to start paying attention. We're all complicit. We have a global economy. So it's not good enough to throw a few peanuts here and there when, for instance, there are 85 war zones right now in the world. Some of those are because men are allowed to control in their communities so that Canadian businesses can carry on with their gold mining or diamond mining or whatever it is, polluting some river, whatever it is that we're doing. We're complicit. And so I want to get this onto the news in Canada that all of these things are being worked on and challenged and need to stop. And now we have, in addition, the danger so many are in because of this virus. And so some of the good things that are being done by countries who actually care about their citizens, and I think that Canada is one of them, although there is a lot behind the scenes that I'm concerned about with how much is going to people here and how much is propping up a whole new level of supporting this world economy as it is behind the scenes. Do we really need to bail out an oil company compared to taking some responsibility for the mess we've made in the world? Because these women are in the middle of the effects of that mess. I looked into the mining in the DRC just online, and Canada owns a lot of the land in the DRC and is doing mining there. So what are the conditions for people in that area? There's a horrendous war going on there, and it's allowed to go on because nobody who lives there is in a position to stop the war. It's even more gruesome than that. This is a story that I read some time ago. One young woman escaped that mining area in the DRC, which, by the way, still is going on, with women being absolutely brutally murdered and raped by roving bands of men with guns. But this woman escaped the mine, got herself to one of the two Mamachuja centers. Mamachuja centers means women hero centers, and they were set up by women in the DRC.
Wow.
And she told the story that she was raped three times a day working for this mine, every day. You have to be ready to take care of yourself to even read the stories. But we can do that. We are able to develop the strength, at least to know what's happening, so that we can speak about the reality of the brutality, the fact that there are more women dying from violence on this planet every single day than there are people dying of this virus.
You know, we don't hear about these things in the regular media. We just don't.
Yes, and women who are in these war zones who I have direct contact with have asked me to try to get this into the news in Canada. And I'm looking for anyone in this country who can help me get the ear of any of these fabulous women reporters, some of whom have done international work, so that they will report on it. Because they could be on a Zoom with women who are in these war zones right now. I have the names. They know I'm trying to do this. This is where I'm at right now with World Pulse as an ambassador. Ambassadors are basically those of us who, we live for this. We live to make this happen so that it can be stopped. And I think that we're at, well, I know that we're at a very particular moment in time of the history of this planet, that all of these women leaders have the answers. They're already doing the work to take care of the people who need it the most, and starting with the women because they are getting the worst of it, but meaning everyone, these leaders need to be brought forward. And there's some good work that just came out of a meeting that was going to happen at the UN recently for a roadmap to how to deal with the virus that includes beginning with those who need help the most. And so these are what women have to offer, and there's good reason that the voices continue to be suppressed, because what we're talking about is a complete reversal of what's been done up to now, with, in my lifetime, seeing going from some people are rich, some people are poor, to some people have an obscene amount of money. And more have nothing. And at the bottom of the heap are the women who are doing the indentured labor of this world. And that's what's creating the economy that keeps some people 1% multi-billionaires. So we have a lot to do right now to make sure that the people who need the help the most are the ones that all of these governments commit to. We're far away from the kind of commitments even the Canadian government need to make. But when we're looking at this globally, we're looking at women who are trying to take care of their families who don't have access to anything other than privatized water and have to buy little expensive bottles because that's all they could afford, compared to rich people hoarding huge tanks of it. And people who have done the labor in this world, for instance, in India, we're getting stories of migrant workers in the many thousands who are not being provided with the proper transportation to even get home. So they're walking home because they're not working. And then they're being met by fear of people in their villages not letting them in because they're afraid that they've carried the virus.
It just sounds so overwhelming.
I think that that's one of the things that keeps women from tapping into World Pulse. And I understand the overwhelming, but the way I deal with it is the way I have for years. This is my 53rd year in the women's movement. I've seen a lot. And along the way, I've learned how to keep my strength up. That's a political act. Take care of ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Because the more we know, the more we can be flattened by it. I have the way to do that. I have food to eat. I have a place to sleep. I still have to be very careful that I don't get overwhelmed because I read a lot. I read almost all of the stories if I can and try to memorize them so that I'm holding in my heart these sisters and what they're dealing with. That's a feminist act.
There's a lot of things that divide us as women, like social and economic class and race, of course, and sexual orientation. There's so many things. Do you find that with World Pulse, the women can kind of bridge all of these gaps? Like, are there women from all different walks of life who are members of this?
There absolutely are. And we are bridging the gaps with those who are realizing that something is happening that they can do something about by coming forward with some of what they have as more privileged women, to being open to learning about things that they'd never thought about with people who live different lifestyles. For instance, I came out on World Pulse a number of years ago and got nothing but love.
That's great, because I was going to ask you that, how that was received, because I know in some countries, you know, being a lesbian can literally get you killed.
Well, that's why I wanted to be out. And also just so that, you know, if I'm going to introduce myself as who I am, and then that automatically comes pretty quickly. And I hadn't come out the first couple of years that I was writing on there. And I thought, well, wait a minute now, I'm not even out on this yet. I better. And for the reasons you're saying, I want any lesbians on there to know that they're not the only one. The response was just nothing but love and glad that they could really know me. A big part right now, though, is women who are in the war zones, especially the DRC and Cameroon, who specifically asked me, and I've committed to them, that I will try to get onto the news by connecting them with news reporters here to report on these horrendous wars that are going on and get it stopped. The Secretary General of the UN, I think last week, called for all countries in the world who are at war to stop wars so that we can start to help people in refugee camps and who are fleeing their countries and just stop it. And this is one of the things coming out of this virus that is, I don't want to say call it giving us an opportunity, I'm searching for words. It's time to do everything differently, and we have to do everything differently. And one of the first things is stop the wars. And then it seems to me in the 53 years that I've been talking nonstop about this, stop men from raping and beating up women. Stop it. What is the problem? And I know, I'm not naive. If men are taught that they can be the boss and they can control women, that they have the right to control women, that keeps patriarchy in place. And that keeps this system in place, benefiting a few billionaires. The times I hear, oh, some things will never change, or, oh, but it's different in that culture, or I forget the others, but just things that are from a narrow mindset that can happen in North America because you're not aware, to say, every time you say, well, you know, maybe it's, I have no business talking about it because it's their cult, it's a different culture. It's like, there's a woman there already working to change it. So don't undo her work by saying that you don't think that you can tell her story that she's already working to change FGM or child marriage or women belong in the house or any of that stuff. So it broadens you and it strengthens what you're able to say about what needs to happen to change every form of violence against women everywhere.
For more information or to become a member, visit www.worldpulse.com. That's worldpulse.com. Reporting for Wings, this is Laura Yaros in Montreal.
Tam Verrill is a volunteer encourager for World Pulse. Wings has encouragers too. To encourage us or ask a question, email wings@wings.org. Our new website is wingsradio.org/WordPress. And we have a daily news feed at facebook.com/wingsradio. Longtime encouragers include your community radio stations, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wing Sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.